And now, from entertainment superstars to the Los Angeles hip-hop underground. For more than a decade, the L.A. label Stone's Throw Records has worked with some of the biggest indie rap acts in the business, including MF Doom, Madlib, and the late Jadilla. Producer Chris Mannick, alias Peanut Butter Wolf, started Stone's Throw in San Jose before moving the company down to L.A. There, he teamed up with a couple of friends who have helped him turn Stone's Throw into one of the most important independent labels in the U.S. Wolf says he started the label because of his love for music. He grew up as a white kid in California listening to 70s soul, but once he got a taste of early hip-hop, he was hooked.
Right away, it was just such a different thing to me from everything else that I was listening to it. And when they started having the movies with Break and Beat Street and stuff, then it started making more sense to me. You know, I understood it more than just a music to actually be a full movement, you know.
I'm in the 86 split dipping with the windows up smoking, so mind your business. If you ain't about my dough, to suffer the endless.
I guess through hip-hop, I was starting to learn about a lot of other music. I was learning about, like, 60s psychedelic rock music and jazz music and reggae and so on and so forth, you know. So hip-hop, it is kind of all-encompassing, all-embodying. And that's kind of where I see Stone's Throw Records. When I started it, it was more or less just the straightforward hip-hop. But as time went on, I don't know, I always liked trying doing different things and stuff. You know, even Madlib, who is a huge part of Stone's Throw, you know, he's got so many different personalities in his own, so he's does the Y&Q, Yesterday's New Quintet, which is more jazz-oriented. And then you'll hear him on the mic, you know, with Jay Dilla or with Doom or on his own, Quasimodo.
Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine. I ain't the cat you saw yesterday. At least I mean by tomorrow I won't be anyway. Whole new ballgame. Whole new day.
You know, just him himself is like probably like 10 different styles of music for Stone's Throw.
My name's Ethan Alipat. I go by Egon. I am the general manager here at Stone's Throw Records in Los Angeles, California. When Wolf moved the company down to Los Angeles, he said, I want you to move out and, you know, figure this out with me, and didn't really say much more than that. And we all got together and took a look at all of Wolf's files and said to ourselves, we really got to figure out how to make the music that we want to make and sustain ourselves while doing it. Because at that point, we hadn't gotten any money from any distributors to start the company again. Wolf had borrowed some money from his mother.
I'm gonna take your money.
We would all go out there and do DJ gigs and writing gigs to pay the bills to keep the lights on so that we could put out what we thought was going to be the next moneymaker, which would be a hip-hop record.
The rest is MC with no brain, but the cover nerd, the best MC with no chain you ever heard. Take it from the Tech Nine holer. They bit and don't know they next shine from Shinola.
My label, Stone's Throw, it's independently owned, basically owned by myself. I don't really have to answer to people in terms of how much money I want to spend on something. That's really what being independent is to me, is being able to put out whatever I want, you know. So as far as what's hard, I don't know. I mean, I'm still enjoying it.
When I hear about people questioning white people putting out black music, I think it doesn't matter what color our skin is. I can't think of anybody on Stone's Throw that I've ever really had a conversation with about that seeming record exec paradigm, you know, the white guy out there taking advantage of a black man or woman's creativity. because to all of us, it's a much more humanistic approach.
Next time you act, give a girl a bone with some mad lip invasion. Special guest on my show.
It's me off the blocks of the ox,
name Metaphor.
And me,
wow.
The W, I, the L, the D, the C, H, I, the L to the D.
And me, Percy P.
One of the three,
my man M.E.D.
And my man Wild Child from the LP.
I stay with Stone's Throw because I think that Peanut Butter Wolf, Chris, had a very pure vision and dream when he founded this company. And he said, I want to put out good music, period. And I don't want to compromise to put that music out. And 10 years later, I feel like we're still pursuing that dream. But every time there's a setback, I feel like creatively we move ahead of it. So it stresses me out to no end, knowing that if we have a bad 3 or 4 months, you know, this company could shut its doors. We've got to get this music out now. We've got to get this music out now because there's so much bad music out now. And we're a team that all believe in that ultimate goal. And we might fight internally about what record to put out, but we never fight on why we're doing it.
Ha 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 ha.
We're doing it because no one else is.
Props to all the B-boys and B-girls in the house.
Check it out.
I got the vibe.
Check 1, 2, check 1, 2, 3.
Vibe with the style.
Check 1, 2, check 1, 2.
That was Egon and Peanut Butter Wolf of Stone's Throw Records in Los Angeles. You can sample some of Stone's Throw music at our website, npr.org/news and notes.
Construct that mixed straight, so whack the mixed straight, drinking the V8. I'm like a baseball player on track, got on still cleats. Represent the conscious style until it hits the streets. My backbone, attack rack home. Got mad rap tones, I need straight fake mad the beats and crack a jack bone. Aha.